what's your name and profession?
My name is Richard and I'm a graphic designer.
And where do you work, Richard?
I work in a company called Say Digital. We're based in Lewes in East Sussex in England.
So why did you choose to be a graphic designer?
I chose to be a graphic designer because I was always interested in creative aspects through school, from art through to technology, and I thought that they married well together. And I thought it'd be quite good to be a problem solver through day-to-day work.
What does a typical day's work look like in your line of work?
We have a not-so-typical day. We kind of get in the office for around 10. We look at what is required for our clients from on a day-to-day and week-to-week basis, and then we get down to work on the projects that we've got going on. It's a fairly relaxed environment within where I work, and then we kind of tie the day off at around 6 o'clock and go home.
Excellent. So what personal qualities would you say you need to be a graphic designer?
The personal qualities you need as a graphic designer is an eye for detail. You need to be creative and you need to be able to hit deadlines.
Could you describe one or two work processes or services that you provide?
As a graphic designer, on a weekly basis, we provide branding and graphic design to our clients. And also we do quite a bit of web design work, which is a more recurring kind of job that we do, and also print design.
So what do you like best and least about your job?
The thing I like best about it is the freedom, changeable client jobs that come in. So sitting down and talking with the clients, discussing what the brief is and working through how we can service that that need that they have. I think the least kind of favourite thing about the job is that, well, certainly before I was before I worked for Say Digital, was that when you're a freelancer, you don't necessarily know where your next work is coming from. So I think as a freelance graphic designer, you have slightly more concerns about kind of where the next piece of work is coming from before you create a client network.
And how do you think this line of work will change in the future?
I think graphic design has gone through a big change over the last 10 years, particularly from moving from a lot of print-heavy designers through to more designers that are prepared to work on the web and understand how the web works.
So where do you see yourself in 5 to 10 years' time?
I think I'm going to have to move over to more web-based design, still keeping in heavily branding, but I don't think we'll be doing as much print design over the next 5 to 10 years, so definitely more towards how the web works and various bits and bobs to do with the web.
Great, thanks very much.
Thank you.